All right. So, Wednesday nights, we're going to be focusing on Hilchot Teshuvah of the Rambam. And truth be told, I've never really sat and learned it cover to cover. So this is a fun experience for me. Not that we're going to cover a whole 10 chapters in 4 weeks. Well, let's start from the beginning. You know, the Rambam, when he writes, he's very particular about the order in which he puts halachot. But the fact that there is even a Hilchot Teshuvah to begin with is already a chidush. It's a novel idea. It's not necessarily a given that tshuva is a mitzvah. The Rambam assumes that tshuva is a mitzvah from the Torah. Everyone thinks, of course, it's an important concept, but it really is one of the 613 mitzvot. Is something that the Rambam, that's his position. So let's take a look here. Halacha Aleph. So here we're on this side, Hilchot Teshuvah, Perek Aleph. Okay, Halacha Aleph. Kol mitzvot sheba Torah bein aseh bein lo taseh. All mitzvot in the Torah, whether they are positive or they are a negative, whether it's something I have to do in action or an action I am not allowed to take. Im avar adam al achat mehen, if a person transgresses one of these, vein bizadon, vein bishgaga, whether it's purposeful, it's willful, or whether I did this not willfully, I didn't realize that this was a halacha, I didn't realize this would hurt this person's feelings, I didn't realize. Okay? Kishiyas et shuva, v'yashuv mecheto, chayav lehitvadot ibne'akel baruchu. So when I do tshuva, we all are going to talk about so much tshuva that you're not going to know what to do with the tshuva by the time the Yom Kippur comes around. But when you do tshuva, you have to do it, and you're repenting from his sin. Chayav, you're obligated lehitvadot, to admit, to confess what it is that you did, and you have to say it lifnei akel baruch hu in front of God. Shneamar, what's the pasuk in the Torah that teaches me this? Shneamar, ish o isha ki yasu v'gomer. It's a pasuk in Perek Hey in Sefer Bamidbar, where God tells Moshe that speak to the children of Israel, ish o isha, whether it's a man or a woman, ki yasu mikol chatot adam, a commit one of the sins that a person could sin. Right? He commits any of the sins that a human being could do. Lim olma abashem v'ashma nefesh ahi. Next pasuk, v'hit vadu et chatatam. First thing a person has to do is they have to confess their sin that they committed. Asher asu. So back now to the Rambam. Right? So he quoted a lot of what I just said, or what was just quoted in the Torah. V'hit vadu et chatatam asher asu. Zevidu et Torah. This is the description. The pasuk is a description of the mitzvah taseh, of confessing verbally. It has to come out of our mouth. It can't be a thought. It has to be with words that come out of our mouth that can be heard. Vidu izeh mitzvah taseh. The Rambam says this is one of the positive mitzvot in the Torah, is to do vidu. So it's kind of ironic that one of the mitzvot that comes about in our lives only happens because we do things wrong. Then we have access to this other mitzvah. Okay, but it's a human experience that's going to happen. We must do tshuva because we're not perfect by the definition of what it means to be a human. Now, it's very nice, but about the word on Wednesday nights for halachis for the Rambam. Tell me, how do I do it? Ketzad mitvadim. How do I do vidui? What do I do? I throw my hands up in the air and start yelling towards Hashem. What do I do? So, he says, Omer ana Hashem chatati aviti pashati lefonecha. You're supposed to say, implore God. Ana Hashem, I'm pleading and reaching out to you. Chatati, I sin. Aviti, another word for sin. Pashati, I was negligent. For you, Hashem, vasiti kach v'kach, and you're supposed to say, and I did X, Y, Z. Fill in the blank. By the way, I was just looking in the new RCA Sidur. I may be in the Koran there too. I don't remember. Maybe an article too. You ever look in Shema Kalei, you can add something. It's mamish the same. It's the same formula here from the Rama. Ana Hashem, Chatati, Aviti, Pashati, and then it leaves a space for you to fill in what you did wrong. This is how you do tshuva. That's the formula of tshuva. So, and after you do it, Vahare, and I have to add more. Vahare, Nichamti, Uboshti, Vimasai, I am filled with regret and embarrassed about what I did. That this thing that I specified, I had to say what I did. Ula'olam eini chozer ledavar zeh, and I'm not going back to that. I'm done with this. I'm changing. Was it in there, by the way? It's in there too. In the arts. So in every city where you have access to this, tshuva is not only something we should talk about in Elul. Tshuva is something we should talk about any day that we need to do tshuva. We focus on it this time of the year, but that's why it's in, that you can always add it in Shema Koleinu. If you ever have something that you did wrong, it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that no one else has to know that you said it. And what I find fascinating about this so far what we've read of the Rambam, is that this is almost like a healthy way to also talk to people in our own lives, in an interpersonal way, about asking for forgiveness for things that we did wrong. I did something wrong to my spouse, to a child, to a friend, to a colleague. If you just like, sorry, it doesn't feel so good. It doesn't feel genuine. When you're able actually to say what you did, to specify, kach lekach, the other person knows that you're actually taking this more seriously. You're willing to say what you did. We could probably all relate to this from our own life experience, but there is a more genuine form of tshuva that I've come to grips with this. I did this. I'm willing to name it, and I'm not going back there. I'm not going back there. Lola eni chozer ledavar zeh. V'zehu Yikaro shall be doing. This is the essence of Bidui. B'chol amar b'lehit vadot, u'marich b'inyan zeh, harei zeh meshubach. Sounds like the Pesach Seder here. That the more confessing that you do, the more you get into what you did wrong, that you understand, and you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is why I did it, I understand now why, and this is what I'm going to do to help myself and avoid. Harei zeh meshubach. Such an approach is praiseworthy. V'chein, he continues, V'chein, ba'alei chata'ot v'ashamot. If a person is in a state where they have committed a sin, and they are now required by halacha to bring a korban chata, a korban asham, V'chein, ba'alei chata'ot v'ashamot ve'et shemevin korbanotein al-shem gratan al-zdonan, when they are bringing their korban for whether their willful mistake, their non-willful mistake, Ein mitkaper lahen. There is no kapara. There is no atonement. The korbanon from their korban. The korban is not a magical formula. Ad shiyasu tshuva. And until you do tshuva, it has to be both. And this is so well signified in the first paragraph of Sefer Yishayahu. I always love to refer to this. We read it as Shabbat Chazon, the first chapter of Yishayahu. Yishayahu rails against the korban. People who just bring korbanot. I did something wrong. Korban, no problem. And then they go back and do it wrong. Oh, what? How much is the check this time? No problem. I can write that check. Korban, I'll bring a korban. He says, where? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is almost like it's disgusting to him. Or he doesn't want to eat. He doesn't want more korbanos like that. When you bring a korban, it has to come with vidui. Without it, look what he says here. He already said it, really, it's that it doesn't count, it doesn't register. The korban is useless. V'idui tvarim, you have to do vidui with your word, with your mouth, with words. Shenemar v'hitvada asher chata alea. You have to, the vidui has to be on the sin, like, asher chata alea, right? It has to be coming along with the process of getting that atonement with the korban, is that you confess over it, over literally over the animal, the korban. V'chein kol mechuyave mitot beitin u'mechuyave malkot. If you are liable for the death penalty, you committed a sin that is worthy of the death penalty, and you've been convicted, and you're on death row, and they're going to give you one of the four forms of the death penalty, or you're liable for the lashes. Ein mikaper lahem mitatan o velikiyatan, velikiyatan, ad sheyasu tshuva v'yitvadu. You could be put to death. Oh, that's the ultimate kapara. I'm being put to death for what I did. No. If you didn't do vidui, it's gurished. It's like, why did they even execute you? You didn't get anything accomplished by it. Or the lashes. They smack you 39 times. And if I didn't do vidui, you'll get no kapara. There is no atonement. You have to have both. Ad sheyasu tshuva v'yitvadu. And he says, and he goes on, v'chein achol v'chaveiro, you damage, you injure your friend, you get into an accident, you damage him, right? V'hamazik mamona, you damage property of somebody else's. You think, okay, regular law is I have to pay it back what I did, right? Afal pisha shilein lo mashenu chayav lo, turn the page. Okay, I paid, I wrote you the check for whatever, the medical bills, whatever the damage of the property. Eino nitkaper, there is no atonement. Ad sheyit v'adam, v'yashub milasav kazeh, la'olam. Until you say, no, I'm done with doing this kind of thing, I'm going to be more careful, I'm not going to engage in this activity ever again. Shenemar, that pasuk says, mikol chatot ha'adam. Right? When a person does any of the sins of, I'm not getting involved in this realm of sinning as a person ever again. This is the Rambam's opening halacha to Hilchot Tshuva, and it teaches us a very important lesson for now. As I said, obviously with human beings, it's also important too. But as we approach this time of the year, and we start saying a bunch of words about and slichot and whatever, to truly think about and to name the things that we know that we could be, that we've done wrong, and to tell Kodesh Baruch Hu, use the formula in the Siddur, and say, you know what? I'm embarrassed that I did this, but la'olam is the end of it, you know, as we just read it a moment ago, right? I'm done doing this. I'm not going back. I want to change. Maybe we'll fall back, okay. But in that moment, we really have to believe that we can change, but it only starts if you can name it and say it out loud. If you can't name the problem and say it out loud and confront it, nothing will change, and that's not called tshuva, because you really didn't change. You have to name it. That is really the ikar of this first halacha of the Rambam, of naming your sin. And this is, and we know it, by the way, from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Chazal gave us the script in the Shemoneh Esrei. You have to also, you have to really think about what it is, how you connect to that al-chait, what it is that maybe that we have done. All right, we'll stop here. Fantastic. We'll continue next week, and we'll continue exploring Hilchot Tshuva.